The following is a Vyasa Puja address given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 22, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitam Ditam Jam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadutam Padijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So today is the most auspicious Vyas Puja day. Srila Prabhupada is very nicely written in his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 24, text 48, regarding this Vyas Puja. So we will read from Prabhupada's words. Prabhupada is the great authority. He is our authority. I may have my opinion, you may have your opinion. We may disagree with each other, you see. But if we can lay aside my opinion and your opinion, and we can take the words of Srila Prabhupada, then we have perfect agreement. So Prabhupada explains, even though we may not have the fortune to contact the Supreme Lord personally, the Lord's representative is as good as the Lord Himself, because such a representative does not say anything unless it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore gives a definition of Guru. Jari Deka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh Chaitanya Charvamitya Chaitanya Charatamrita Majalila Chapter 7, Text 128. The bona fide guru is he who advises his disciples exactly in accordance with the principles spoken by Krishna. The bona fide guru is he who has accepted Krishna as guru. This is the guru parampara system. The original guru is Vyasadeva, because he is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein everything spoken relates to Krishna. Therefore, Guru Puja is known as Vyasa Puja. In the final analysis, the original Guru is Krishna. His disciple is Narada, whose disciple is Vyas. And in this way, we gradually come in touch with the Guru Parampara system. One cannot become a Guru if he does not know what the personality of Godhead, Krishna, or his incarnation wants. The mission of the Guru is the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So why do we worship the spiritual master?
Translation.
So the whole point is we have to accept some authority. If we don't say Krishna is authority, we don't take God as our authority, then who will we take? Some nonsense rascal. Why should God be taken as the supreme authority? Well, it's quite logical that God should be taken as the supreme authority, because this whole thing is His arrangement. It's like if you purchase some device, like this camera here. Who is the authority of how that camera operates? The authority is the manufacturer of the camera. The manufacturer knows every little detail of what's going on inside of that camera. So if you take that manufacturer as your authority as to how to operate the camera, then you can get the proper utilization of the camera. If you speculate, you might break the camera. So one has to take the authority. The manufacturer of the camera is the authority. So this whole existence, it is manufactured by God. Therefore, God is the supreme authority as to how it operates and how one can properly utilize it. This is the great lacking of the modern day society. They have rejected the authority of God. They are putting themselves forward as authority. I am big PhD. You see? I have big title. You take me as authority. So why we should take the spiritual master's authority? He's just giving his opinion, isn't it? No, the spiritual master is not giving his opinion. He's the representative of the manufacturer. He's trained by the manufacturer in all the details of how this existence is meant to be properly utilized. So, if we take our directions either from the manufacturer himself or from his representative, then we can get the proper utilization of this existence that we're finding ourselves in. Then we become liberated souls, actually. Jivan Mukta. Liberated soul. Rupa Goswami describes Iha yashahere dasye karmana manasa gera nikalasvapyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchate. One who engages his body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna is a liberated soul in all conditions of material existence. So this Vyasa Puja is a very, very important thing. It means we are giving all respect to the representative of Vyasadeva. Actually, we are worshipping Vyasadeva. But through the channel of the spiritual master, that worship is going to Vyasadeva. The spiritual master doesn't think, oh, all this worship is for me. He just thinks that I've been engaged by my authorities in accepting this worship to be transferred to Vyasadeva. I had the very good fortune to be with Prabhupada in 1972 on his Vyasa Puja day. It was such a wonderful festival. Oh, it was so wonderful. It was in the hills of West Virginia at New Vrindavan. And it was the summertime. It was very beautiful. Everything was green and bright sunshine and pleasant. Very pleasant weather, very pleasant. And the devotees had built a pavilion, which means a roof without any walls. So we were in the shade. So Prabhupada, they drove Prabhupada up the mountain in a car, and he came up there in the pavilion, and we had a most wonderful Guru Puja, about maybe, seemed like about 500 devotees who were there worshipping Prabhupada. The Vyasa Puja day was actually a culmination of a whole week-long Bhagavad Dhamma discourses
Ir šita Vyasapūžos šventė buvo kulminacija visos savaitės trukusios pagal
Devotees had advertised it very expertly. The New York Times was there. Big media people came to cover this event, the Bhagavad Dharma discourses. And they were there to cover the Vyasa Puja also. So Prabhupada could understand these media people, they don't know anything about our culture. Here they see a man being worshipped. What would they think? A man being worshipped. So Prabhupada gave a very nice example for the common person to understand what is this Vyasa Puja. He said that during the British rule of India, the British royalty, they were staying in London. They didn't come to India much at all, if at all. But the viceroy, he remained in India to rule on behalf of the king or the queen. So whenever the viceroy would come, he would be received just like the king or the queen of England had come. So many gifts would be presented. But the viceroy, he would not take any gift for himself. He would give everything, send everything to London for the royal treasury. So in this way, the spiritual master, he's like the viceroy. He's accepting your loving offerings, he's accepting your bhakti, and he's sending it to his spiritual master, who's sending it to his spiritual master. Who's sending it to Krishna. But that doesn't mean that we should not worship the spiritual master because he's just a representative. Why should I worship the spiritual master? He's not the supreme authority. He's only a representative. Why should I worship him? Krishna answers this question. Ye me bhakta jana parata na me bhakta shtate janaha mad bhakta namcha ye bhakta te me bhakta mata mata. He says, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, that person is my devotee. So you want to be a devotee of Krishna? You want to worship Krishna? You have to worship the spiritual master. You have to observe Vyasa Puja. Without Vyasa Puja, there's no Krishna Puja. Unless we worship the spiritual master, Krishna will never accept our devotion. This is why the Vedic injunction is very clear. Tad viganartam sagrum eva bigatschat. If you want to realize the absolute truth, you must approach the spiritual master. In Sanskrit grammar, the verbal ending changes the meaning. So the root word is gach, just gachati, he goes, gachanti, they go. Gachchat, must go. So this verse states, tad viganartam sagurum eva bigatschat. If you want to realize that truth, you have to go to the spiritual master. And how do you go? As an equal? Treating the spiritual master as an equal. He's your buddy, your pal. Arjuna was taking Krishna like that in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. This is my pal Krishna. In that state of taking Krishna in a familiar way, Arjuna was completely bewildered. So one should never take the spiritual master in a familiar way. One must always see him as the external manifestation of the Super Soul. Now, honoring the spiritual master in this way properly, Krishna will be pleased with you. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddha yogam tam yenamam upiyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding how to come to me. So one who actually follows Krishna's instructions and properly worships the spiritual master is blessed with all knowledge and realization within his heart. How to become the pure devotee. And if we find fault with the spiritual master, taking him to be an ordinary man, we're killing our spiritual life. So this Vyasa Puja is very, very important. One must worship the spiritual master as good as God. I was shocked when I first heard that. One day we were coming back from Sankirtan. I was just a bhakta, I wasn't initiated. And Vishnujana Swami told me, he said, you have to accept Prabhupada as good as God. I was thinking, what? Accepting a man as good as God? I didn't say it, but it was just in my mind. I had all respect for Vishnujana Swami. But I little doubt was flashing in my brain when I heard him say that. But then I pondered deeply those words he had spoken to me. And I considered that the spiritual master was doing nothing but repeating the words of Krishna. And his whole life was fully, purely absorbed in serving Krishna. So then it made sense to me, yes. One must accept the spiritual master as good as God. That's the injunction in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yashya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata goro tasyaite kyatitahyarta prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. So if you want to realize the Vedic knowledge, if you want to become a liberated soul, fully enlightened with transcendental knowledge, then you must put your faith in the Supreme Authority, Krishna. And you must also put your faith in the supreme authority of the spiritual master, because he is purely representing Krishna. That is the purport of Vyasa Puja. So, I think we can stop here. I thank you very much for so nicely receiving me and worshipping me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Vyasadeva ki jai.
Jai.